Now, Edim Zemimim. So, Marat HaKash, now, according to Rabbi Shia, why doesn't he learn Edim Zemimim? Demamainahu. Because the half a minute is only called Mamin. So, listen, why doesn't Rabbi Shia say the case of Edim Zemimim? So, Rashi explains the half a minute is that a kenas means there's a set amount how much you always have to pay. Whether it's kefil, dalvei, chamishim, Edim Zemimim, there's no set amount. It's kasha zamam. As much as you wanted him to pay, that's how much he'll make you pay, but there's no set amount. If you wanted him to pay 100, you have to pay 100. Him 1,000, you have to pay 1,000. So that should be called mamon. So why doesn't Rabbi Shia learn Edim Zemimim? So Gemarain says, I'll tell you, Savulak Rabbi Kiva, that Rabbi Shia holds like Rabbi Kiva Shita. The Yama, the Rabbi Kiva says, that no, Edim Zemimim is considered kenas. And therefore the locher is, Ein Mishalmim Al Piyatzman. If Edim Zemimim themselves admit that they were caught to be Edom Zemimim, and Bezdin was not machayim them to pay the money yet, and now they want to admit to pay the money themselves, the locher is at the potter. Why? Because Rabbi Kiva holds Edom Zemimim is called the kenas. Because really they didn't do anything. Just they wanted to do something. So it's the kenas that the Torah says they have to pay. Therefore the klal is, Moida v'kenas is potter. That's why Rabbi Yishe does not learn Edom Zemimim in his categories of Avos Nezikim. Because he's only talking about mamin and not kenas. Fred Gemara e Sabla Krabikiva. If it's true that Rabbi Shia holds like Rabbi Kiva, if so, listen Trey Gavne Shor. So why doesn't Rabbi Shia learn in his cloud two different categories of Shor? Because according to Rabbi Kiva, there's a difference. Listen Shor the Yazik Shor, for listen Shor the Yazik Adam. Let it be in two categories. There should be one halacha if a Shor hits another Shor, then another case should be if a Shor hits an Adam. Why? What's the difference? The Tanan, we learned like this. Rabbi Akiva Weimer. Af tam shechoval ba'odom mishalein v'moiser nezek sholem. The Kiva says a chiddush that if a shor hatam hits another odom, hits a man the first time, so you have to pay b'moiser the extra money a nezek sholem. In other words, when is the apasha that tam pays chatzi nezek? That's only when a shor hits another shor. But when a shor hits an odom, then he holds you have to pay nezek sholem. B'moiser means Rashi says the case is, let's say the odom hits a shor. And the shor also hit the yadim. So the shor did, let's say, only $50 damage to the shor. But the shor did $200 damage to the yadim. Therefore, the Baal HaShor has to pay the moisar. The extra $150, he has to pay him in Nezek Sholem. That's Rabbi Kiva Shita. So according to Rabbi Kiva, there are two different types of shor. Shor that stretches another shor, it's always only a chatzi nezek by tam. But a shor that hits another, he has to pay Nezek Sholem. Sigmarin says, no, I'll tell you, Hotavra Rabbi Kiva Ligziza. Rabbi Kiva like broke what he said, like come on, like he was Kamat Chayza. He broke Ligziza Rashad, the Kayach Grofer with his fist, like he broke it. The time he would learn like this, Rabbi Akiva Reimer, Yochalai would have thought to say, Af Tam Shechov Biyodim, even a Tam Shor that hits an Odim, Yishalim in Aliyah, that the owner has to pay Nezek Shalom. Even if it means he has to pay more than the Shor is worth, a regular Tam only pays Negufay. That means you can't get out of the Baal HaShor more than the Shor himself is worth. That's called Megufay. If my Shor that's worth $50 damages somebody, make a $200 damage, see, even though Chatzin Nezik should be 100, you don't get 100. You only get 50 what my Shor is worth. But the Kiva says though, but what's going to be when a Shor hits a man? So then you don't pay min aliyah. You only pay from the Shor itself. That's why I would have thought, again, Yochel, I would think to say, that Aftam Shechov B'Yodim, when a Tam, a Shor Tam, it's an Odom, maybe Tak Yishalim in Aliyah, he has to pay more than he is worth. He has to pay the Nezek Shalom completely, even if it means playing in Aliyah, means from above, from his own pocket. Talmud Leimah, the Pasuk says, no, Yaseloi, you do back to him, means Megufa Mishalom Midashim, that the Baal HaShor only has to pay according to the value of his Shor. V'yeinu Mishalom in Aliyah, if your Shor is a Tam, you never have to pay more than your Shor is worth. So it comes out that, like Rashi tells me out, he wasn't Chayza completely, but there's still a Chiddush according to Rabbi Kiva of his Shor. Let's say your Tam is worth $100, and it does damage to a man worth $100. You'll have to pay Nezek Shalom. So there is a case, according to Rabbi Kiva, still a Chiddush, that you would pay Nezek Shalom. But just since you don't have it in all cases, because you never have to pay more than the Shor itself is worth, so since you don't have it in all cases, it's not called two separate categories. Because it's not called the general klal all over, that when the Shor hits another, he has to pay Nezek Shalom. Because he only pays Megufay, so sometimes his goof won't be worth the Nezek Shalom. That's why it doesn't say it in two separate categories. Weiter. Another case that Rabbi Chiya says is Ho'ines v'yamafata v'yamaisi shemra. T'mamaynehu, listen. So it's a question according to Rabbi Chiya or Rabbi Chiya also, why doesn't he learn it? So true, that the Torah says if Yamanis a girl or mafata, you have to pay 50 shkolim, that's called the kenas. But there's a loch, let's say you're a mazaka, you made a pagam in her, or you gave a boishis, you have to pay also. So b'shas you forced her, you did other hezekim to her. So why don't we say that? You have to pay for the pagam and for the tsar, for the shevis. So Mura says, no, mamonashoch. Like, that's not a kasha, monashoch. In nezik, if we're talking about the v'shas, you manas her, you forced her to live with you. You hurt her. So, Tony Lay, we learned already, your boy, she learned nezik. Eat, sorry, if you give her pain when you're doing it to her. Tony Lay, we also learned already in the boy, she's case, nezik tsar. E boishes, you embarrassed her. Tony Lay, you also learned it. E pagam, you made a body worth less now. Somebody buys her for a shivcha, she's not worth so much. Hainu nezik, that's called nezik. So these mazikim Rabbi Shia learned. My yisloch lemeima, what's the extra chiyuv here by noinis? Kenasa, only the extra $50, 50 shkolim, that's called a kenas. If so, we answered already, the kenasa, like Kamari, Rabbi Shia is not talking about kenasas. Therefore, Rabbi Shia does not learn hoinis and mafata moisi shemra in his braisa. Now, the last case was hametame v'yamadame v'yamanasich. If a man goes and makes somebody's true matame, or he mixes it up with chulin, or he makes your wine into yain nesach, so Rabbi Chiya said yichayiv. The question is, why doesn't Rabbi Chiya learn these three? To mamaynehu, l'chur it's mamen, you be mazik, his wine, so why don't we listen, why don't we learn it? So my answer is like this, manashach, let's see what's going on, whichever way you look at it, is an answer. E hezik, shena nikra, shmei hezik, if you want to tell me that the chiddush of these three cases that's called special, is that this hezik, you can't see it. After you matama the truma, if you look at it, it looks the same way it was before. After you mixed up these apples of truma with the other apples, they all look the same. After you were menasech the yayin still looks the same. So that's called hezek shein nikir. I ruined your wine, I made your wine asabanor, but if you looked at the wine, you don't see anything wrong with it. So that's why these cases are different. But let's say, what's the svara? If the svara is that still yichayiv, that hezek shein nikir, shmei hezek, it's a svar the Torah still says Yechayiv. If so, Rabbi Shia says, Hotani le Nezik. If so, then that's Pasha, that's included in Nezik. Rabbi Shia learned in his Brisa Nezik. That's called when a man does Hezik to somebody else, that's Bechal Nezik. Ella, what do you want to tell me? Ella, e Hezik, Shena Nikol, Leishim Hezik. If you want to tell me this svar is that Midiraisa Yepoter, even though I did damage to you, but since we can't see the damage, that's the svar that Midiraisa Yepoter. If so, why are Yechayiv only Midirabon? That's called the Kenas. If so, have a like kenas, that's called a kenas. Or the kenas, like Tamari. And we answered already that Rabbi Shia is not saying all the cases of kenas. That's why Rabbi Shia did not learn these three cases. Now the question is though, so why did Rabbi Chiya learn it? Why does he say it separately? So l'churu, we should say, leima, we should have a proof. Let's say that Kesavah Rabbi Chiya holds that Hezek Shena Nika Lo Shemei Hezek. Since he says it separately, l'churu, we should have a proof that he holds Midi Raisa Yepoter. It's a new chiddush that's a knas that yichayiv. That's why he learns it separately to teach us this chiddush that yichayiv. Because if it was a regular nezik that yichayiv, so we learned already nezik. What does he have to say two cases for? So Gemara says no, this won't be a proof. This Gemara doesn't say the ish because if the ish may hezik, if it's called hezik, hotani le nezik. We learned already nezik. So Gemara says no, that's not a proof. I'll answer you. Tana hezeka de minkura, v'tana hezeka de minkura. He says it in two different cases. Even though maybe Midiraisa, Hezek, Shein, and Nikur, Shemei Hezek, there's still a svar Midiraisa that even though we can't see the damage, but so what? Since you caused him a loss, now his wine is Asa Banor, now his Trum is Temei, he can't eat it. Since you caused him a loss, Yechayiv. But still, it's a different type of a Hezek. It's still a Chiddush that Yechayiv. So that's why he says it in two cases. He says a case of Zeka de Minkura, that's Nezek, where really you punch the guy in the nose, and we really see the Hezek. And then he says this type of a Hezek, that we don't see the Hezek. But even though both cases may be Yechayiv Midiraisa. Okay, so the kids, so these are three things we have. Our Mishnah says four of us. Rabbi Shia says 13. And the Bechiah says 24. So now, Bishleim L'Tana Didan, it's very good according to our Tana in the first Mishnah that he says, Arbo Ovis Nezikim, he has to say a minion, the count of four, even though anybody could read it and see there are four. So why does he have to say four? I tell you, Tony, Minyana Lemutet Ravosha. He says the minion of four Nezikim to tell us not like Ravosha, as he's not including the 13 of Ravosha. So that's why, even though he says the four, he has to say the number of four. Now, Ravosha, Tony Minyana, why does Rabbi Ishiya say 13? It's also good, even though we could count to 13, because Lamuta the Rabbi Chiyah means to say these 13, and I'm not including the other ones of Rabbi Chiyah. Ella, but Minyana the Rabbi Chiyah Lamuta Mai. Like, why does Rabbi Chiyah have to say there are 24 of us Nazikim? Let him just say what they are, and we could count them and see that there are 24. Why does he have to say 24? What's his minion for? Why does he come in Lafuka to tell us something is not called a mazik? So my answer is, Lamute Mai, what is he excluding? Lamute Moiser Mafagel. He's excluding Moiser, means if you tell on somebody, if you tell to the goyim that he has money, he stole money, and they take it away from him, that's called a Moiser. You give over information to the goyim, and the goyim come and take away your money now. Or else Mafagel, where a kohen brings your carbon, and b'shach, he shechs the carbon, he has in mind to bring it at the wrong time. So he makes your carbon puzzle. So he was a mazik, he ruined your carbon. Now, because of the kohen, you're going to have to bring another carbon, you're going to have to spend money. So he's called a mazik, the kohen has to pay you for the money. So these two cases, Rabbi Chiyah left out. Now the question is, v'lisni, why didn't he learn a taka? Why did Rabbi Chiyah add these two also? So Bishleim and Mafagel, I could answer you the Kochim like Kamari. I understand why he did not learn Mafagel, because we're not talking about Kochim. That's why he didn't say this case. Even though it's a Mazik, he didn't say it. Ela Moise, my time alay Tony, why didn't he say the case? If you give over information to the Goyim, that because of this, they'll come and take away somebody's money, that you should be a Mazik. You caused them to take his money. Why didn't we learn that? So my answer is, I'll tell you, Shani Moise de Diburei. Since Meiser, all you did was you just gave over information to the Goyim, you just told on somebody else, that's why we don't talk about that Mazik. Rabbi Ishiya is only saying Mazik when you do an action, but not where it's only Dibur. For the Gemara, is that true? Over Dibur like Kamaru, we're not talking about Mazik of just Dibur. Aye, but Meiser Shemra. We had one case here where the husband says bad about his wife, he gives out a name that his wife lived with another man already. And then we find out it's not true, and the husband has to pay her 100 shkolim. So the husband only did mazik with his dibur, and we learned it. Rabbi Chiyah learned this. So Gemara says no. The dibur hu katoni. The chur is only mazik of dibur, and he learned it. So Gemara says that's called dibur diyispe maisu. Hatayliyav amaisi shemra. That's called the dibur that has the maisa to it. That has an action to it. So Rashi learns bila, and the pshat is where Tayyis says that's a machlekes in the Gemara and Ksubis. But according to Rabbi Lezer Shita over there, Tayyis says that the Ksubis Perek Naru Amar Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. The pasha of Moshe Shem is only when the husband first lived with his wife. Had it be that the husband lived with his wife, and then the next day he comes to Bezin to say, I didn't find the sulam of my wife, most probably she lived with somebody else before me. So since he's only chayiv, if he first did an action, it's not only called a dibur. It means first the husband has to live with his wife, and then he's Moshe Shemra, so you need the beer also to mechayiv him the money. So that's why it's called the dibur like this by Maisa. That's not a kasha why he does not say Moisa. Moisa is only pure Dibur, that's why he doesn't say it. The more still yes, no, I tell you. Yeah. There's only Dibur, this way Moisa. For the more of Adam Zimmerman, there's a kavasha of Adam Zimmerman, Dibura de Lespe Maisu. I Adam Zimmerman, there's a Dibur, and they didn't do any action. The Adam just said that Reuben owes $100. But they didn't do anything, the Edom. They only said their Edus to Bezdin. They only said Dibur to Bezdin. And still would be Mechayev the Edom to pay money. So we see Rabbi Chiyah talks about a Mazik with a Dibur alone, with your mouth alone. Ugetonium, we learned it. Tomorrow says no. Hosom Edom Zememim, Afagav the Les Beinais, even though really the Edom did not do any action. But Rachmona Karyamaisa, the Torah calls it an action. Because the Pasuk says, V'yasisim loy, we should do to them, to the Edim, kasher zomem lasois liyochiv, that they wanted to do to their brothers. Since the Pasuk says, lasois, mashma, we consider it a maisa. So the Torah calls Edim zememim like a maisa, that's why Rabbi Chiyah learned it. But the case of maisa, that's only a pure diba v'yalma, that he does not learn. Now the Gemara says, according to our Tana the Mishnah, Tana Ovos Mechlal Dika told us. It's very good why we call Arba Ovos Nazikim, because these four Ovos have told us to it. So well, it's good to call it an Av since it has a Tolda. Elul Rabbi Chiyah or Rabbi Ishiya, but according to these others, a 9 or other 11 here, Ovos, why do you call it an Ovos? Mechlal Dika told us, since you call it an Av. Luchur, it should be Mashmet, has told us offsprings, has other lachas to it, told us, say a Maniyu. What kind of Toldah does the Shrei Mechinim have? A Shrei Mechinim is a Shrei Mechinim. Whatever he does is a Shrei Mechinim. a ganer from a gazman, edim zemimim, they know, a told us here, whatever they do is the yav. So what do we call it others for then? So my answer is, Amar Rav Avuha, kulan ka'avais le'shalem imetiv. The reason why Rav China Baishir calls them avais, even though true they have no told us, it calls it avais to teach us that it has the same halacha like the avais of our Mishnah, that when you pay up with karka, with property, you have to pay imetiv from the best of your property. My time, what's the reason? Who said so? The Torah only says it by regular and shame that you have to pay me meitav. How do I know by Edim Zemimim and by all these other these halachas here of Daladay, Netis, Sarah, Shad, how do you know by other mamazik you have to pay me meitav? So Gemarin says, Asiyo tachas nisino yishalen kosef. By either one of these, it says either one of these four words. And we'll learn it out with Gzerah Shava from Shane Varegel. Like Rashi says, to the kulak siv oy tachas, either one of them says tachas, the gamrina tachas mishor hamuud. The siv bay says by shor hamuud shor tachas ashor. Mahos the meitav. How do we know the meitav? You have to be back from the best of your property. The gomer mishen v'regel. The siv meitav. The other is clearly meitav. So there you. His afkan here also meitav. Shimbol the shalom kaka. We come to pay back kaka. You have to pay from the best. So the kids say all these 24 nizikim that the chiyah brought down, and every parshat either says the word tachas. Or else it says the word Yishalim, or else it says the word Kesef or Nesina. Therefore, we all learn out back from Shor to say you have to pay back the Meitav. So that's why it's called Avos. Matayis speaks out. The Afagav that told us the Avos the Masnisin Mishalim Nami Meitav. I that told us now Mishnah also pay the Meitav. So why do we call the told us and the Mishnah told us? Let's call them Avos. Matayis says Mikol Mokem Hani Ilav the Karin LoYavos. But have the Yadid Mishalim Meitav. Here now, these 24 that they're reading on, if we would not call it an Av, we would not know you have to pay me Meitav. Bishleim with the Toldus of our Mishnah is called the Toldus because it's not Mamish the Av. But the Pshita, we know the Loch of the Toldus have to pay me Meitav, like we said in Svara, the Toldus are like the Yavis. But here, by Ganef or Gazlan, if they didn't call it an Av, I would not know you have to pay back me Meitav. Torah doesn't say clearly me Meitav. I would know to make this Gzeirah Shavo. That's why they have to teach us that all these 24 of us Nezikim have to pay me Meitav. Then our Mishnah says, Lo yareya shor kareya maver. That you know, shor is not like maver. My comma, Sumer explains, what does the Mishnah mean to say? Omer Rav Zvid, Mishmei derovo hochi comma. This is what the Mishnah means to say. That Mila is asking a question, the Mishnah. Lich derachmon echoda. Let the Mishnah just say regal. V'teis yidich minei. And why can't I learn out Shane from regal? Why does the Torah have to write two? Let the Torah just write one. Choda omer, then the Mishnah says no. Choda michoda layasya. It killed not one from one. If it would have just said regal as eko, it's as eko motzui. I would not know Shane. If it would just say Shane is yesh hanoli as eko, I would not know regal. Therefore the Torah has to write both. Then the Mishnah says, "V'loy zevzeh sheish from ruachayim, and not shein v'regel that has ruachayim. Kareya eish that doesn't have ruachayim." For the Gemara, my cover. What is the Mishnah saying now? Amar Mishashi Mishmei the Rav Ochikama. This is what the Mishnah means to say. Ochikama. The question is.